Locally owned for more than 25 years, Chateau Retirement offers premier, independent, and assisted living to seniors in Lynnwood, Bothell, and Renton. Our skilled and compassionate staff are committed to the holistic well-being of each resident. Our Chateau Gardens Memory Care specializes in person-centered programming in a safe, therapeutic environment. At Chateau Retirement, our residents live a happier, healthier, longer life. We invite you to visit one of our communities today, Chateau Pacific in Lynnwood, Chateau Bothell Landing, and Chateau Valley Center in Renton. Schedule a tour today. Call 1-800-960-1944. Visit chateauretirement.com for more information. It's like living on a cruise ship on land.
It's letting them know the special things that we do for our residents, letting them know that they have the freedom and the choice to participate in activities that they can come up with. Mm-hmm. This isn't a nursing home that they've maybe seen years ago. It really is a place that they can call home, a place that they can do whatever they want in their life, but just in a different setting.
Welcome to the Answers for Elders radio show.
And welcome back, everyone, to Answers for Elders Radio Network, heard across the USA. And we're so excited to be at Chateau Valley Center with Chateau Retirement staff. And it's such an honor for me to be able to visit these communities and spend some time getting to know the staff that you guys are amazing. And of course, it's like coming home for me. I want to introduce everyone to Cindy Serrano, who is the Community Relations Director of Chateau Retirement here at Chateau Valley Center. And so, Cindy, welcome to Answers for Elders.
Thank you so much for having me.
You know, Cindy, I spent some time with Lacey, and of course, welcome back, Lacey.
We
talked a little bit about understanding what the interests are in life enrichment, and obviously being that community relations individual, how that plays into the whole picture. It starts from the beginning, does it not? Could you share with me a little bit about when you're meeting a resident? How do you integrate their interests?
Absolutely. So when a possible future resident comes to our community, mm-hmm. we want to make sure that they have a understanding of everything mm-hmm. that we have to offer. We're more than just apartments for aging adults, and that life enrichment plays a huge role because mm-hmm. more than just a two-bedroom apartment or a one-bedroom apartment, you have your day-to-day activities to really enhance the quality of care mm-hmm. of your mm-hmm. life.
Yeah. I remember checking my mom in when we were doing her, you know, check-in. One of her interests was she loved to read. Mm-hmm. And right away, I remember distinctly, you guys asked her about what kind of books does she like? What, you know, they really delved in. And right away, there was a book club. And they zeroed in on some of the, you know, some of the titles and subjects that my mom was interested in. Mm-hmm. And I thought that was really amazing that they right away knew what those things were. And I think that's the part of feeling like you're included. You feel like you're going to fit in. And so you work basically, yes, you do that here with meeting with a future resident, but you're also a marketing person, so you're out in the community. Mm-hmm. Tell me what that experience is like for you.
It's more so communication at the personal level, mm-hmm. but to the masses. Mm-hmm. So whenever I do get to know, say, it's residents or people in the industry, I almost treat every meeting almost like a first date because it's getting to know the core of mm-hmm. who the person is and how we can help out.
Yeah.
Because sales in itself, yes, it's a transaction, but it really is and relies heavily on life enrichment.
It does. And I think the other thing that a lot of people don't understand is that, which I've tried to explain to people a lot, is yes, there are marketing people in senior living. But if somebody's not a fit in a community, it could actually work against the community itself. I mean, you guys make sure, and I think that's one of the things that our industry as a whole, for the most part, does well, to basically understand the values, the interests, and, you know, the care plan, all these different things. You're kind of sit in that role to make sure that, you know, can we meet this person's, you know, expectations?
Yes.
And that's a huge piece of making sure that if somebody comes to visit you, that they're going to get that honest rapport going.
Absolutely.
Wouldn't you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah. Because it's not, you know, senior living, a lot of people will say, well, I don't want to go to senior living. Some people are curious about it, but they don't necessarily know what to expect. And this is where your interaction with Life Enrichment really plays a big part of what can I expect when I move to Chateau Valley Center. And I think that's one of the things that we look at in the, you know, when we talk to families all the time, they don't necessarily know exactly, but when they come to meet with you, it opens up and it gives you a much clearer picture. Like what Lacey said earlier, it's like a cruise ship on land, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it's more than that.
It is. So like when you do get to know a resident or a future resident, they say, oh, well, I'd like to play bingo. And mm-hmm. so maybe when they come tour for the first time, we'll line it up with Life Enrichment's calendars to have it be a time that we do have bingo.
Yeah.
Or any activity that's in line of things that they really enjoy. So mm-hmm. they can make the time to have that
yeah.
in their life.
Yeah. I remember my mom had a doll collection. It was a big deal for her. And she had like 200 dolls. And your staff, this is your marketing staff, arranged that they would put a shelf up on the above on the ceiling so she could display all of her dolls around her living room. And that was something that was easy for, you know, them to do, but it meant the world to my mom that they actually paid attention to that being so important for her. And I think that's one of the things that you guys have done so well with thinking about how can I make this person happy when they come in. And I think that's really an important piece of all this. So Cindy, tell me a little bit about your background. How did you get into this role?
Yeah, so when I was in college, I went to UW. I wanted to find a job and explore what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. So kind of like Lacey, mm-hmm. I was a CNA, the Certified Nursing Assistant in a memory care in Seattle. So that was my first introduction
nice.
To the senior living community. After that, after I graduated, it was more so in primary care, but came all full circle when I became involved with in-home care. So mm-hmm. we had caregivers that would go into private residences.
Mm-hmm.
And then learning the industry in itself, it's very tight-knit
mm-hmm.
in an industry full of people with really big hearts.
Mm-hmm.
So after my 7 years in in-home care, I decided to move into sales in the community setting.
That is so amazing. And obviously working hand in hand with Life Enrichment, how is that whole experience and how does that work?
It's fantastic and it's a lot of fun. Mm-hmm. We get to host a lot of great events. We get to see people's smiling faces
mm-hmm.
and just enjoy the planning and mm-hmm. efforts that we put
and
into
and potential
things.
Residents, I'm
Absolutely.
Sure, would be invited. So they get a taste of what this is going to be like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And then, to kind of go off of that, we are a very person-centered community.
Yes,
like
you are.
You know, the doll story was wonderful, and that's how we like to be. If we hear a story and we want to include that with
mm-hmm.
them, it means a lot. It's
mm-hmm.
a huge part of their life. So housekeepers, maintenance, whenever
mm-hmm.
they hear something that resonates with them, they will let us know, and then we try to do our best to make that happen.
Yeah.
And I think that is really what also sets us apart.
Yeah.
And we all work really well together, actually.
Yeah. And it's such a you know, collaborative relationship, because obviously you're the ambassador, but what happens, Cindy, is you have this amazing resource behind you that can actually fulfill the expectations of that resident. And I do believe, you know, when my mom said, you know, I have this doll collection, I don't know where I'm going to put my dolls. And right away, it was incredible. And they helped her. They put all the dolls up on the shelf for her. And it was like, my mom couldn't have done that for herself. But the thing that was so great about it is every time she would come back to her apartment, there was home. There were the things that she had that made her part of, well, I live here, this is my place. And those, that's the extra mile that you go to. I think that, that a lot of people don't necessarily understand, you know, what your experiences are. I remember on Christmas Eve one year, we used to have a tradition that we'd always do oyster stew on Christmas Eve. And that was our big time because my mom is Scandinavian, right? So that's their night. So what we did was we actually, I brought in oyster stew and we sat down in the, you know, at a table. They actually set us up a little table, the two of us, so that we could have Christmas Eve dinner together with my oyster stew, which is her recipe. And those are the little things that they did for us, which was so incredible. And that's above and beyond. And that's the exciting part. So obviously you guys have a strategy working together. Tell me about what that looks like.
At each community, the life enrichment directors and occasionally our culinary directors will all meet once a month to plan either the year or mm-hmm. the month ahead. Mm-hmm. And that way we know what is needed from everyone to make sure that this is successful. Mm-hmm. And we all, we're very all communicative. We all work really well together. And if mm-hmm. something, you know, if we need help, everyone steps in. Mm-hmm. It is a very team-oriented company. Mm-hmm. It's very true of, you know, teamwork makes the dream work. And that is what Chateau is. So, yeah, I think that we all work very well together. And if need be, we'll step in and help. And they step in and help. And if they know something about a resident that we didn't know, they'll share it, and then we will work together to make sure it happens.
Absolutely.
And I think that that is, you don't find that a lot of places.
Yeah. And obviously, Cindy, you have specific marketing efforts that you do in the community. Well, how do you tailor that? How do you identify what are, you know, how your marketing works?
Well, so with our marketing, it comes fairly easy with Chateau. There's a lot of value mm-hmm. in what exists and because mm-hmm. of the 25 years we've been in business.
Absolutely.
So my marketing efforts really with Life Enrichment itself mm-hmm. is getting the word out. Mm-hmm. It's letting them know the special things that we do for our residents. It's letting them know the activities that we have going on every day, letting them know that they have the freedom and the choice to participate in activities that they can come up with. Mm-hmm. So it's just a matter of letting our aging population know that this isn't a nursing home that they've maybe seen years ago. It
right.
really is a place that they can call home, a place that they can do whatever they want in their life, but it just in a different setting.
Exactly, exactly. And I think that's the piece of it. It's appealing to, you know, today's senior as well, because you guys are adapting like what Lacey and I spoke about earlier. Baby boomers have different desires, different wishes, different interests, and being more relevant and having the ability to be locally owned and operated gives you the ability to make much more, you know, concessions, I guess is the word, but really to adapt to the changing environment of the generations as they move forward. Yeah. Well, it's been just an honor to have you on the show, Cindy. Thank you so much to meet you. And we'll be right back, everyone, right after this.
We at Answers for Elders thank you for listening. Did you know that you can discover hundreds of podcasts in our library on senior care? So visit our website and discover our decision guides that will help you also navigate decision making. Find us at answersforelders.com.